Zechs Ervin, Perik Tes Mishnah Dalad. Habayin Ali Al Gabe Shnei Batim. Someone builds a second story over two houses that are on opposite sides of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So the second story forms an overpass across the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which as a result is flanked by walls and covered by a roof. Ching Gisharim Hamufulashim. And also, if there are bridges under which a road passes. In this case, the road is flanked by the walls and covered by a roof. Shabbos can carry beneath them on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chamim Eisrim, chamim say that it's Aser. V'oidam Rabbi Yehuda. And furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Arvin l'mavay hamefulash. You can make an Erev for mavay hamefulash, for an open mavoy. Meaning we can make a shetufim muvais for an open mavoy since it has two walls. The point here is that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require a third mechitza. Only an additional lechi or kaira at each opening, so to make it a mutter to carry within it, based on a shetufim and vice. Chacham Eisrim and Chachamim say that this is aser. The Chacham hold that a third mechitza, a third partition, is necessary before a lechi or kaira can complete the adjustment and pave the way for a shetufim and vice to permit the carrying in the mavoi. Perik Tes Mishnah Aleph. Hamaitzi tefillin. Someone who finds tefillin on Shabbos in a field where it's not mutter to carry and where the tefillin are in danger of being destroyed or it's going to be eaten by stray dogs or something like that. Machnisin zug zug. He should bring them into a house in the city pair by pair. He should, basically what he has to do is he should put them on like he would normally put on tefillin and walk to a safe place in the city, take them off, and then repeat this procedure until he is able to secure all of the tefillin. Rabbi Gamliel says, Shnayim Shnayim, he should bring them in two by two. Rabbi Gamliel says that he could bring in two pairs of tefillin at a time. At one time, he puts on two shalyad on his hand. He puts on two shal roish tefillin on his head, and that's how he brings them back into the city. But medvar morim, what are we talking about here? In what case did the Chacham say that it's mutter to transport the tefillin on Shabbos? In this matter, that's bishanos. That's talking about by old tefillin, where the chiv to rescue tefillin found in a field applies only to old tefillin. Apal b'chadash is pater. But if the tefillin are new, then he's going to be pater from his chiv to rescue them. And actually, is not only pater, it's actually aser for him to do it. The important thing to note here is that it was... Old tefillin would be easily recognized by their straps. You'd be able to tell that it was real tefillin, but in the times of the Mishnah, they would make kameis, they would make amulets in the shape of tefillin, but the straps didn't have the knots that the tefillin have, and the Mishnah here is talking about tefillin that the knots were either untied or it didn't have it, and it was hard to tell whether this was a kimeya or if it was actually tefillin. So that's why if it's not actually tefillin, then you don't have a chiv to save it, obviously. Mitzan, if he found them, a large number of them, tzivasim, tied up in pairs, or krichos, or in bundles, mach shechaleim, he has to stay with them until they get dark, umevim, and then he can bring them back to safety after it gets dark. But if it's a shasakana, let's say there was a decree that they were not allowed to wear tefillin at that time, and he's nervous to bring them back into the city, then mechasan, he has to cover them up with something, with straw, or something like that, and so that shouldn't be a bezayin for them, but he then has to leave.